Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Right, we're on.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
Bonus material time, but it's not particularly funny. Just to let you know, dear listener, that we are doing a tour, aren't we, Catherine?
We are, yeah. We're doing loads of dates, and I'm really rubbish with dates, but so, fortunately, you're not.
I've got them on the rabbitholeshow.com website you can go to. So the next one, and our only one in London, is on the 17th of September at King's Place. If you Google King's Place rabbit hole, it'll come up. Sunday the 17th September, our only London show this year.
Yeah, but then we've got October the 14th, we're going to Carolina Brunswick in Brighton,
and that's a pub.
Yeah, I know, it sounds good.
Yeah.
So we're going to go there, and then
you can get those tickets on wegottickets.com. If you go to wegottickets, or just Google Brighton Rabbit Hole, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, bish bash bosh.
You'll find us. October the 29th, we'll be at the Cardoma 94 in Hull. Tickets aren't on sale yet.
Yes, they are, apparently, because someone sent a picture saying they bought a ticket, but I don't know how.
All right.
So Cardoma 94.
You'll know it.
Well, yes, if you live in Hull, then, yes, you'll know it. November the 4th, we're in Wolverhampton. Tickets aren't on sale yet. We're in Scunthorpe. When are we... You talk to them while I Google...
Oh, God, I don't know when we're in Scunthorpe. There's no point asking me about dates.
We'll talk about something else.
OK, so we've got this new website, which I can never find. But
well, no, because you don't type in the right thing. It's therabbitholeshow.com.
And you have to put in the rabbit hole show, all one word, .com.
We're in Scunny on Sunday the 1st of October. Tickets are on sale. If you ctickets.com or Google Rabbit Hole, Catherine Boyle, Scunthorpe.
Yeah, you can Google all that stuff, or you can go to our brand new website, which is fantastic. It's called therabbitholeshow.com, and all that stuff's on there.
Nearly all that stuff's on there.
Stuff will all be on there.
One day. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. There are swears. Enjoy.
Welcome to The Rabbit Hole, live from the King's Arms in Salford! I have got a right sweat on after that.
I am not surprised.
Keep that in the show.
Well, the thing is, the best bit, or the worst bit, but the most memorable bit was the bit only I could see, which was you hoiking your pants down so I could see your dinner.
I know I'm an old man, and I still think I'm a bit trendy and with it. That's rude.
Trendy and with it, words that the kids all use.
All right. Square. no, but seriously, I'm hip. And I do, and I get most fashions that the kids are into. PlayStation, New Kids on the Block, Smoking Spice. I get all of... I get it. I don't get the trousers around...
No.
And I know does it come from American prisons where they don't have belts because they've got... And there's all this stuff. I don't get it. Pull your jeans up, kids. We don't... It's just outrageous.
I mean, you can barely walk. What if they had to run at some point? I know they're not thinking about safety at this juncture, but if they had to run, those drawers would be down.
Have you ever shouted at one of them?
No.
Have you not?
I'm not that old yet. When I'm a bit older, I can get away with it.
Oh, I've done that. Have you never... Do you not shout at people out of your car for a laugh?
No.
Do you not? Does anyone else shout at people out of their car?
Oh, yes.
What do you shout out?
Okay, there, put one kid.
Get your haircut, wanker. I don't say that. I do sometimes say, pull your fucking trousers up, son. I say that. And all right, granddad. I do that sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're very brave in the car, aren't you?
What else do you shout? Do you shout anything else out?
Get up and milk it when someone's on a bike.
Get off and milk it?
Yeah. What? It's from him.
He's bloody Salvador Dali heckles here. Look at
what? You lived in Macclesfield, you have to apologise.
Yes. Well, northern humour is so warm. Great. I'll get it translated later, and I'm sure we'll. I love shouting out of the car. Mm. I love, but here's the thing.
You get offered a lot of fights in cars,
don't
you?
I've been offered so many fights in my car. I'm not as aggressive a driver as I used to be. I used to get you know, very angry. But I do like... You saw me get offered a fight once on the A40.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it came out of nowhere.
This guy... What happens is... It's normally people driving vans, but sometimes it's cars. And they will perceive that I have slighted them somehow... By following the laws of the road. That's all I'm doing.
He actually hadn't been a knob that day.
I think I'd given him that.
Oh, but why though? Because he must have started it.
I was obeying the speed limit, and the thing I learnt on my speed awareness course is that the number in the red circle is a limit. It's not a target. You've been on one, haven't you? You know that line.
It's also not a guideline.
Yeah, it's a limit, not a target. And I've been on... Here's the thing. I went on a speed awareness course... I got flashed on the way home from that. I got busted on the way home from the speed awareness course. And I've said this before, I had to go to court recently, well, last year, because I had the points totted up. Turns out getting points is a bad thing in some aspects of life. And I had to go to court and do the my Prince Charles impression.
Yeah, terribly sorry.
Terribly sorry. And those magistrates made a very sensible choice. And
they respond to tears and they wanted you out.
And they responded to a nice little brown envelope I stuffed in their back pockets. But what was happening in this instance is I was overtaking someone, but I was not going above the speed limit, and the guy behind me was furious with this. Flash him, get the fuck out of the way, all that. And as he drove past, I didn't look at him. I just went... like that. I raised my favourite...
Raise the middle finger without looking.
And he then pulled in front of me and cut me up, and he's pointing to the hard shoulder. He's pointing and then making a fist. And then pointing at me.
So there's no doubt as to what's going to happen.
Pointing at me, fist, hard shoulder, fist, me. So he wants a fight. And so I, of course, go, OK, yes. Let's fight there. Now. What could possibly go wrong?
Grown-up men.
Well, you know, I remember... Was it...
Yes, it was, don't.
OK. Was it Kenneth Noy?
Yes,
okay,
it was,
fine.
Don't.
So I go, then go, yeah, OK, let's go and fight there. And this is... I've done this so many times.
Because that's how people say yes to fights, isn't it? Yes, OK, thumbs
up. Yeah. And this... he didn't do it this time, but once... I tell you what pissed off a white van man on the motorway once, right, is he was flashing me for something. I might have cut him up, I don't know. But I have this fun thing I do on the motorway is... And it just dawned on me that I'm the only person that gets the full effect of this, right? I wind down the window and then I pretend I'm a robot, right?
Oh, God.
And I swear to God, I go... And I make the noise in my car, I go... I do that. And he went nuts, right? It's a robot flipping the bird, for those listening. And he went nuts. And he motioned over to the hard shoulder for a fight. And I was going, yes, let's fight. And what we did is I was behind him. We both slowed down. No, I was in front of him. We both slowed down, pulled onto the hard shoulder. Soon as I saw his door open, boom, I was away. I was out of there.
Bravely drove off.
I drove off, and then I did break the speed limit. I had another guy. He wanted to fight me in a service station.
Handy for the toilets afterwards.
Does anyone else get offered fights on the road?
No.
Is it literally just me? Is it really?
One.
Have you been offered a fight on the road? You get the over there. What did you... Go, let's find out what this...
If I can get round there.
What this criminal had done. Look at you with your fancy red drinks. That looks very refreshing, doesn't it? Go on, let's find out about this this gentleman. Go on.
Am I going to make it?
This way, Kath? Yeah, go.
Yeah, sadly a few times. But the guy was basically sort of cut straight up in front of me and then basically sort of like gestured in a similar manner to yourself, Ian. And he was quite aggrieved by the fact that I gestured in such a manner. And so he decided to try and block the entire road on both sides of the road.
Yeah.
As we were sort of coming through. So I sort of said, okay, fine, same as you. And then basically just waited till he was sort of coming. And then I went right where he went left. So I just kind of cut right round him. And the guy was left sort of stranded. And I'm just giving him the V's.
You are a British hero. I've got more pride for you than I've got for the Chelsea pensioners.
Wow. No, yeah, what have they ever done?
I've got...
Had proper fights. Actually had a fight.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't. So he's more of a hero.
Right, that's how it works.
Than those who have served. No, I don't mean that. I was going somewhere with that. So I didn't have a fight. Then there was the man in the...
Service station.
Service station, points. This is what I have to do a lot of now. As I get older, and if you listen to the radio show, you'll know, as I get older, I forget the thread halfway through, and I have to walk backwards through the conversation to try and... Because I was going somewhere... talk amongst yourselves. We'll get there. What is it, the van? The fight?
Was it to do with the service station?
No, it was... Oh, yeah, that was it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So, but wanted to fight me in a service station. And so I was like, yeah, of course. In the service station here. And he's going, yeah. I was going, yeah, I'll fight you there. I'll meet you there for a fight. I've never seen a fight at the side of the road.
But no, it's because everyone does that trick.
So he pulled into the service station. It's on the M4, right? And I, of course, I didn't pull off. So I pulled into that lane, then I pulled back out and bombed it down the M4. And he went fucking mental. Because he's now committed to going to the service station, right? But what he did, his genius was, he sped up so he would get through the service station and come out the other end. I'm thinking, oh, shit, this is going to be... So then I sped up to way over the speed limit, and I'm bombing it down the M4, and I managed... He had to do some negotiation, and I saw him pull out of the service station, but he was too far behind me to catch me. So
you know, this isn't normal behaviour. None of this is normal.
This gentleman shares it with me. You're saying he's abnormal? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you don't get women carrying on like that.
You are a terrible driver.
I'm an excellent driver.
Well, you nearly got crushed by two buses.
That was their fault.
The way she described it, it was in like Smokey and the Bandit, where, you know, they smashed the police car. They were doing a Smokey and the Bandit.
I've got a very low car, and I don't think they could see me from their bus driver's perspective. And
those
they just both
drivers.
Started to pull. One pulled in, one pulled out, and I was like, guys, I'm here. But no, I'm an excellent driver. I was taught by a police pursuit officer, so I'm quite nippy. And I can also get you out and get in your spread in them within about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, lads. Hey, lads. 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 Yeah. Hey, lads. You are full of shit. You were taught by an ex-police officer.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Well, he was my second driving instructor. The other one offered me money to have sex with him.
Did he really?
Yes. He did it in a kind of subtle way, though. How much would it cost for you to... Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
But he couldn't have passed you, could he? He was the instructor, not the examiner.
Yeah,
I'm just working out, because in my head I'm doing the...
Was that the maths that I should have been doing?
Thinking, well, if I would have... I mean, I passed my driving test first time. I'm wicked.
I didn't.
Well, exactly. Because you didn't do what I did.
You gave him...
I sucked him off. I probably would have done...
Would you?
Dirty
bugger.
No, here's the thing. You know, I'm not. There's nothing deep. What's deviant about sucking off another man to get a pass in an exam? Where's the deviance?
Everyone gets what they want.
Did you swallow?
No.
That was the advanced driver test.
That means I can now drive HGV. we're going on. You've really dragged us. Anyway, so you're full of shit. So you're saying you were trained by an ex-copper. Also reckon you've got a friend who's in the SAS.
I have. He's not in anymore.
Right, OK. That's like the equivalent of someone at school coming back from the summer holidays going, yeah, I've got a girlfriend now. She lives in Australia. You won't know her. That's what that is.
He's real. He's real.
Really?
Yeah, one day you're going to find him at the end of your bed and you'll know he's real.
OK. I'll suck him off.
That's not a legitimate strategy against the SAS.
Honey trap. I've seen James Bond. I know what those guys work on. This is the rabbit hole. I apologise for that filthy path that Catherine has taken us down. We're going to open the phone lines now.
Which will be a lot cleaner.
Which will hopefully be. If you're watching on Periscope, 0203 286 6370. If you're listening to this recording, you can phone it now, 0203 286 6370, and you can leave a message for us. It comes our first call. Hello, caller, you're down the rabbit hole.
All right, it's Larry from Manchester.
Can I ask, right, Manchesterians?
Mancunians.
Yeah. That's the word. Not you, caller. Do you get pissed off with the people going, oh, Manchester, mad for it, oh, fucking hell, I'm going to stab you, I've got some heroin. Do you get pissed off with all of that stuff, or are you kind of cool with it? There we go. There was a spokesperson for the Mancunian community.
No, we love it.
Saying we love it. It's like when there's been a terrorist atrocity, you get a Muslim on to speak for all Muslims, going, we condemn it. You are speaking for all of Manchester. Not actually comparable situations. Cut that
bit
out.
It's really inappropriate,
Kath,
as well.
Cut that out.
Really inappropriate.
Because I don't want people to think, you know, that bad of me. But you, basically what I'm saying is you are worse than an Islamic terrorist. That's what I'm saying there. Anyway, caller, yes.
Can I speak to the fit one on the left?
I'm here.
Okay then. Are you wearing eyeliner, fella?
Am I wearing eyeliner?
Looks like you're wearing eyeliner.
No, I'm not wearing eyeliner. Here's the thing.
And by the way, if you were doing a proper Mancunian accent, that would be pronounced eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
Don't tell me how to speak Manchester, lady.
Well, someone's got to. Anyway, crack on.
No.
Crack on.
Crack on this.
I'll crack you where you sit, love.
I'd like to see you try, chicken.
Don't start with me, Curly.
Hey, you're starting with me, I'll finish it, mate.
Right, I'm coming down there. Give me 5 minutes.
All right.
See you in 5 minutes. He's gone. He hung up.
Is that how fighting's done?
Simon Eccles.
Sorry?
Can't take your call
Simon
right
Eccles.
Now.
Just leave your message after the tone.
And when you're done, press hash or just hang up.
You phone me. Where the fuck are you? Hello, caller. You're down the rabbit hole. I'm worried a bomb is going to go off somewhere.
Is that brown noise? It's brown noise.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This brown noise.
Has anyone soiled themselves?
That must have been a call from the Germans. They have a brown noise machine.
It was my mate in the SAS.
The Scheisenspielen. Here, you take this one.
Hello, Basil.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. What do you want?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about my morning.
Go on, then.
I had to have a colonoscopy.
Gosh, we've just been talking about bums.
Colonoscopy.
We've just been talking about bums, and in you came, so to speak. So, did you get the special juice beforehand? Because you have to evacuate fully, don't
yeah.
you? Take us through it blow by blow.
Oh God, really?
I spent all day yesterday drinking the special medicine and shitting. Shit myself hollow.
Just can I just interrupt for a second? Kath's family during the interval were saying, "Oh, we're so proud of you, Kath. Proud of her now. Proud of her now."
Funny thing. Last night, our drains got blocked, and we had to get the emergency plumber out. And he was talking about sticking a long camera thing down the drain. Which is more or less what happened to me this morning.
Okay. You could have got it done on the spot. So go on.
Get a Dyna rod shoved up there.
Probably cheaper.
So you had the colonoscopy, Basil.
Yeah.
How are your pipes? Go on, how are your pipes, Basil?
You're breaking up, sorry.
I wish we were. How is your bum?
Hole.
It's okay. My girlfriend had to drive me there to the hospital, and her driving is so bad, I nearly shit myself in the car.
Okay, I don't need any more of that. But
bum health is serious, so look after yours.
No, it is, and he raises an interesting thing. All of you lot there in the audience, you should be ashamed of yourself, because sometimes we have to get our bum holes checked out. And
You've had yours done, haven't you?
I've had it done.
Sometimes when you didn't need it.
Well, I don't think he was a doctor. We did it in the back of a minibus. No, I had my bum checked out because I thought I had bowel cancer. So he checked my bum out.
Yeah.
I didn't. I had an anal fissure, which in some ways is worse.
Well, in no way is it worse.
It's really painful. It is like passing broken glass. It was agony. And then I had to have an operation on my bum hole. But
now it's tight, like a tiger.
Oh, God, it's like brand new. It's like people when they get their virginity sewn back in. It is, honestly, it's wonderful. You take this one, please. Cool. Go on.
Every time. One more. There we go.
I mean, fuck.
Is that Basil again?
Hello, caller. You're down the rabbit hole.
Oh, it's Simon Eccles.
Sorry?
It's Simon Eccles.
Oh, Simon, you just called us and an audience member just left a rude message on your phone.
Right, OK, I didn't get the message.
OK,
well,
good.
Don't listen.
Don't check it. Simon, what can we do for you?
I'm not really sure. I was just told to call and kind of see what happened.
Well, you have won £5,000.
I mean, I'm not sure whether that's true for a moment, but we'll move from there.
It's absolutely true. You won £5,000. All we need from you is your credit card details. No, hey, Simon, you've called the rabbit hole. It's we are recording a show here. There are about 60 people in the audience. Say hello to Simon! Simon, who gave you the phone number?
That's Emil.
Emil.
Emil Frankie.
Is Emil here?
Emil's
there
in the back.
He is.
Hang on,
Emil,
hang on.
Go and
he doesn't get away with this.
Hang on a second. We're going to bring Emil to you. May almost his head on a platter. That's what's going to happen. Whereabouts are you, Simon?
I'm in Newcastle upon Tyne.
Oh, we were there just a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
is that conversation over? There we go.
Simon, have you decided what you're having for tea yet? Have you found somewhere for lunch?
Simon, have you found somewhere for lunch? Emil is asking.
I can hear you. What you say, sorry?
Right, fucking hell.
Have you found somewhere to have lunch? Have you found somewhere to have a meal?
I don't know if it's my line or anything, but I can't understand what anyone says.
Okay, well, then you can go away. It's that simple. Is he... Thank you for passing. This is one of the great things of this. Passing the phone number on to randoms is you know, where it's at. We love it. I'm going to just see if I can adjust the levels on here. You can do a little sneaky thing. No, you can't. Okay, that's fine. We just need to shout in there. Right, 0203 286 6370. You take this one.
Oh, big treat time.
Hey!
It's Gatford.
How's it going, Curly?
One, two, three.
Right, I'm
going
then. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's lovely, isn't he?
He's lonely.
Look where?
Who's this? Someone's just called us. Now we're getting the calls. Who's this? Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between.
Someone pick up quick.
Me on another world. We can lie with each... Ow! Fuck, what's that for?
Reset.
Oh. I was going to do a joke then and sing it in Spanish.
Like, you can't.
I can't. You got to sing Islands in the Stream in Spanish. Do it immediately. Your life depends on it. You got to do it now.
Islas en el río, eso es lo que somos.
Oh, bollocks. Let's just...
I don't really know what stream is. I said river. Sorry, Spain.
See? Basil sent us a message. Sorry, I had difficulty hearing you. Thanks for your concern about my bum hole. It's not too bad considering the amount of action it's seen over the past 2 days.
Wow!
Hello, caller, you're down the rabbit hole.
Hello, this is Brian calling from Bangkok.
Hello, Brian. Everyone say hello. Hey.
Brian's wearing a vest.
And why not? He's in Bangkok.
Oh, where are you going?
It's a beer chain vest.
A beer chain vest. What? How's Bangkok these days?
It's very good. It's very good. It's very hot, but everything's good over here.
It's not as nice as Salford.
No comment.
No comment. What you got for us?
Nothing really. I'm just kind of a big fan of your show, so I just wanted to call in and say hi and encourage you to keep going, really.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, that's nice. A little bit of positivity.
Also, if you're living somewhere nice, it's nice to come on and have a bit of a boast about it, isn't it? How long have you been out there?
Oh, it's about 15 years now.
In prison.
No, he's not in prison.
You're not in prison, are you?
You're not in prison, are you?
Sometimes it feels like it, but no, not officially.
Okay, let's play songs with Bangkok. Let's play
Bangkok songs.
Bangkok songs poker. I'll go first.
No.
Bangkok, Oriental City, from Chess, the musical by Chess.
One night in Bangkok. Yeah.
One night in Bangkok. Give me the
That's it. I think you've won.
There must be more songs with Bangkok in.
There must be.
Didn't we have a lovely time the day we went to Bangkok?
Is that a song?
It is now. I just wrote it. Did I hit one from the audience?
I heard.
That laugh implies that someone's...
Don't go Bangkok my heart, he says.
No.
Good one.
I was trying to think. Give me 10 minutes and we'll cut it down so that I think of it instantly and looks super fast, like Giles Brandreth. That's how he does it. That's how Brandreth
does it.
They record for hours and they just cut out all these pauses and stuff.
Maybe you should wear nice jumpers like him as well.
Yeah, maybe I should wear the... It's bloody boiling, though. I'm a sweater. I'm a real sweater. Really sweat a lot. I feel the heat, and I think it's because I'm such a creative person that I'm just... My body's just working constantly. And so I mean, I'm sweating like... Probably because I'm getting fat, but I do not understand people who wear a vest, a shirt, and a jumper, and then a jacket over the top.
You mean old men?
Yeah. But you'll see young men do it. Just layer upon layer. I'm like you. I could wear that vest in winter and feel happy with it.
The thing is, though, once you've committed to that look, you do sweat, but you can't take anything off because the disco rings. So you've got to commit to the look for the whole day. Keep the whole thing on.
I don't like being hot.
Okay. Try not to.
I would recommend coming to Bangkok then, because it's hot all year round.
No, I'm not going then.
No, that's it now.
Well, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Take care.
Take care. Tatty bye. Can we? Have you got your phone?
It's in the back room, then.
Well, you knew we needed it in this bit. Keep this bit in. This is Kath. Don't edit this out. That's not... No, that way. That actually leads nowhere.
That reminds me...
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me of an incident.
Oh, yeah, go on. Is it about your incident?
I got called in
to see Headmaster once.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said, thanks very much, sir, and left, shut the door behind me, and it was his toilet.
So the headmaster would have a dump?
In his office.
And then come out and, like, mark books and things?
What, with... No!
Not with what?
He used a pen.
Oh, fuck. He was a constipated mathematician, worked it out with a pencil. So, we have tried to find ways to speak to random people, right? And there used to be a feature on Skype where you could say something like, hit me up, and you'd tick a box and people would be able to contact you randomly. So a lot of servicemen found wives.
Well,
I say a lot. I heard one story on the radio once from one serviceman who'd found a wife.
In our experience, those kind of facilities just lead to one thing, don't they? And it's...
Wanking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the... Third time your heckle has been wanking. And you're looking at, don't tell me, what is it? Here we go. So we're trying to find as many different ways as possible to speak to random people. And we found this, I don't know if... So I thought that was you yawning. I really thought, because it came from over there, and you were tripping your drink. I thought, how rude!
It's kind of...
How rude! So we found this app, right? That acts like
everybody.
That might have to whack this up a bit because this is quite low. That acts like a CB radio, slightly. So you record a message. Hello, everybody. Can you hear me? Over.
Shout out to you, Darby.
Shout out, Bluebeam. Shout out.
I'd like to give a big shout out to my elbow.
Then our message gets...
We're hearing you with Melbourne.
Then our message gets played to them, and hopefully they respond.
Heckle them.
Happy Sabbath, Ruby. Happy Sabbath.
What?
Happy Sabbath.
Tomorrow.
That's a new tribute band cross between the Happy Mondays.
Black Sabbath.
Now it won't. Right. Hello, can you hear me, mofos? Over. So we've got to see if they respond to this. Because I bought a CB radio, but no one uses it apart from
the Doody Brothers.
Ooh. The Doobie Brothers.
It's a good duet.
Is it, what? No one uses CB radios apart from...
Right,
I'm starting to lose my patience with these mofos. I tell you what, let's try and find... I found one in America. You can go all around the world. But the American one, I listened to it a bit earlier on. There was a lot of... fruity language.
Ladies in the box, you ain't never got a hug from your man or your husband that felt just protective and sexy at the same.
Before we had dirty ass niggas like Country Queen out here without his own car. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just saying though. Shout out to that mop.
Hang on, we're going to leave a message.
That brown sugar tea, that fine, that be lying like a motherfucker, man. How many kids this nigga got that he don't take care of, man? But he run around this motherfucker bragging about some Robin Jean Doucette, the designer said clothes was made for the gay community.
So it made you feel sexy, but it was just a little tight hug. Like how
leave a message in about 20 seconds. It's counting down.
Naomi, I must comment on that. Most definitely has. Most definitely.
I want to leave a message. These people are really ruining CB radio apps for the real truckers like myself. I want to leave a message. You have to wait your turn. Well, this one's called Real Street. I can't even say that word. Hello, motherfuckers. My name is Ian, and I'm from the United Kingdom. Can you hear me? And what do you think of the Queen? Over and out.
Thought you're pretty lonely down there to me, bitch. I'm out.
I think they got 8 kids, buddy. God damn. Hey, Niani, I know what that feel like. That's how fast I love him before he leave work in the morning. Yeah. He know how that feels.
Did you get you some AA classes yet? You know, you drunk ass. Hey, Dirty Damu, don't even tell a dumb bitch he got herpes. Don't even tell
her. I mean, the girl who gave that nigga herpes. Whoa! I'm sure she gave him herpes.
Patrick Kane, how many kids you got that you take care of, though? You know, how would you feel if you got 8 kids that on there, one of them fuck with you?
Gosh.
Hello, this is England again. I'd like to fuck you and I haven't got herpes. see how we get on.
How many takers?
Hey, Ian, you motherfucker from the United Kingdom. This is the United States, North Carolina, Kakalaki.
He was talking to me. He said my name, called me a motherfucker.
He's in North Carolina.
He told my old man gonna come get your motherfucker, man. And he bowed down. I'm sorry. Who did that? I don't want you. I don't want you coming down the ship. You know what I mean? Yeah. You feel protected.
I think they're offering you out for a fight.
They've got themselves a fight. As you know, I like to fight. Yes, that's it. Excuse me, you American motherfuckers. We used to own your little island, and we are just letting you borrow it, okay?
Just pick this little girl up and just take care of some things. Y'all have a good one.
I think I'm in there.
Yeah.
They're just thinking that... Or they might have muted me, I don't know. Here come the feds! It's the 5-0! I think they might have kicked me off the channel.
Yeah, I think you might have... I mean, you did start it, to be honest.
They, you cowardly wankers.
They're not going to get my number from using my phone, are they?
Yeah. You have to, they've got your details.
Good.
They've all disappeared. Well, that's a shame. It just goes to show what I've always said. Americans are nothing but dirty, dirty cowards. I've always said it, and I'm going to say it now. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We missed... there's a voice message here. Let's try. Hang on, I've got a voice message here. Okay.
Hey, everyone in the audience, just a quick one. Show of hands, who was the best Wheel of Fortune presenter?
The best Wheel of Fortune
raise
presenter.
Raise your left hand now if you like Nikki Campbell.
No one. One.
Okay, and now raise your right hand for famed Wheel of Fortune presenter, John Leslie.
Okay, Leslie's in the lead.
Finally, raise both hands for Bradley Walsh.
Yeah.
Ian, do the math, I know, kid.
Yep, we go. It's Bradley Walsh.
Yeah.
And now, I've got to play this message, right? This message has been sat here for the last 4 months. I keep forgetting to play it. And I think it's quite time sensitive.
Oh.
So, every time I keep going, gotta play this one. We're gonna play it.
Oh, hey, Ian and Kat, it's GoPal.
Hello, GoPal.
The first time I'm calling, it's not the second time, because I thought that was the first message. I swear it's not. Just a bit, lost on what to eat tonight. Should I have naan bread and chips with salad with all the words like mint sauce and mayonnaise and chili sauce, or should I order myself a pizza? I'll be waiting for your call and your response. Until then, I won't eat anything. It's 24th of May at 5:14. So I'm just
it's May.
I'll be waiting for your call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
First off, Gopal, if you're still alive, I am so sorry that it's been sat there and I just kept forgetting to play it. Catherine, what should he have?
Oh, he should definitely have gone chips and naan. What are you messing about with pizza for?
Or both.
Yeah, why choose?
Hey, Domino's do this thing. When I went to Japan, we went to a pizza restaurant, and Japan is I love it. It's the best place. Because it was occupied by America for quite a long time, they've got this... There's a lot of American culture that they've absorbed. And I think America moved out about 57, 58, something like that. So that over the last 50 years, 60 years, the American culture has been... Japanized, if you... so they kind of do this weird mix of stuff. And they have loads of pizza restaurants in Japan, but they don't quite understand what pizza is.
Right.
And we were in this one pizza restaurant, and we had pizza, and then they said, do you want a dessert pizza? Yeah, okay. So it came, and it was cheese and tomato pizza... But with marshmallows,
oh,
hundreds and thousands, jelly babies, all just scattered over the top of it. It was,
did you try it?
Yeah, and surprisingly, it was fucking awful.
Oh.
It was disgusting, but I've noticed that Domino's have started doing chocolate pizzas. Mm. That, have you had one?
No, I've seen them. It looks like a sloppy... I was going to say sloppy tart. But it does. It does look...
What's a sloppy tart? Is that a northern thing?
No, but like a tart with like a load of slop in it rather than...
well, listen, I think on that bombshell, we should probably... We should end it there before it gets any worse. Dear listener, thank you so much. You have been listening to The Rabbit Hole. Don't forget to visit us at therabbitholeshow.com.
Is that right?
TV.
What? No.
He paid an extra fiver.
We got the rabbitholeshow.com.
Oh, you're not
Hang
helping.
On a minute. What is our website?
.com.
Outrageous behaviour.
And don't forget, we record these in front of a live audience. If you want to be part of it, you need to go to
www.ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian IAIN-LEE.
And we'll see you down the rabbit hole.
It's an Alex Daggy production.
Me like you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.